We know a lot more about children with autism spectrum disorders than we did just a decade ago, and many schools are working to find ways to help these kids thrive. But nationwide, students with autism are enrolling in college in relatively low numbers, even compared to students with other disabilities. WNYC's Yasmin Khan introduces us to a senior at Millennium Brooklyn High School who's been part of a program aimed at changing those rates of success.
Colin Ozeki's education in the public schools has included things the rest of us may take for granted, like trying to figure everyone out.
I just started observing behaviors of people.
And one scenario provided a breakthrough in terms of understanding that behavior.
When dudes go to the bathroom and there's an odd number of urinals, right? So let's just say
back in eighth or ninth grade, he noticed when there are five guys and five urinals.
First guy goes to number one. Same guy goes to number five, third guy goes to number three, the other two guys have to wait.
And the urinal issue unlocked something.
You can't use one where there are other people next to it. Now, it's completely irrational.
Maybe Colin still questions the point of such etiquette, but it shows he's aware of unspoken rules. In this case, he follows them too. And he realized he could apply this way of thinking to other situations.
Wait, so I guess there are these random social norms or whatever that just people figure out. No one ever actually tells them. People fall for whatever reason.
This was a big step in Colin's outlook. Since kindergarten, he's attended school with a majority of students who don't have autism.
Being allowed to go to a school with normal people or like a neurotypical people or whatever the term may be, I'm put into a situation where I have to learn how to interact with them.
And it means he's had access to the same coursework as the general student population, which is key because Colin's good at school. He's on track to graduate this year with an advanced Regents diploma. What's made this possible is a program he's in called ASD NEST. ASD refers to students with autism spectrum disorder. It serves students who may need intensive behavioral and language supports and help with social skills, but academically perform at or above grade level. Colin started this program in kindergarten when he wasn't speaking much.
He was obviously bright, but you couldn't tell from an IQ test or anything else because he wouldn't participate.
Dorothy Siegel from NYU is one of the founders of ASD NEST. It's run jointly between NYU and the city. A NEST classroom looks like this. Four children on the autism spectrum learning alongside a dozen or more of their non-disabled peers, with two teachers plus other supports. Inclusion was the goal, because when the program launched in 2003...
even brighter kids had really terrible outcomes.
Students on the autism spectrum, who were capable of doing grade-level work, were generally not going on to college or having careers. Siegel and others wanted to change that trajectory.
Every kid, if they had the ability to do grade-level academic work, there was no reason why they couldn't go to college or some serious vocational training. It's not like we were saying, this child will do well if he can count change for the bus. No.
The program started in one elementary school in Brooklyn and then expanded to higher grades. So the program's kind of grown up with Colin. To be successful in class, Colin's received coaching from lots of adults who've helped him work through issues like emotional struggles and organizational ones.
I remember the teachers constantly linked my missing of homework assignments to me being disorganized per se. I don't know if you remember that.
Here, Colin's talking to Millennium's assistant principal for special education, Lindsay Baumgarten.
I remember I used to work with you in Dr. Gio's office. Used to make you undo your book bag so you could organize.
Oh, no.
You didn't like it
very much. The PTSD, it's coming back.
So things like organizing his backpack, getting Colin to agree to write down homework assignments, dressing appropriately for the cold weather, these were issues that required conversations and counseling. Even in his best subject, math, his teacher, Brittany Murdoch, had to work very closely with him.
His biggest issue was not being able to show work.
Colin would make fast calculations without wanting to stop to write them down. But Murdoch realized he would kind of talk out loud while he was doing it.
So I used to kind of just jot down something he said along the way. And then he was able to kind of like go back and like slow himself down and be like, oh, wait, no, I got this here. Oh, that should be a negative.
That led to a common testing accommodation, allowing him to have a scribe. He'd verbalize the steps of a math problem. Someone else would write them down. But some of the biggest challenges Colin's been working on relate to behavioral outbursts, meltdowns, shutting down. A few different things would trigger these behavioral episodes. A change in the school schedule, having a hard time seeing other points of view, or Colin being hard on himself for making a mistake. I asked Colin and Lindsay Baumgarten what shutting down looked like.
I visual you outside a classroom, if that helps, in a corner in a hallway or
I think that's where I ended up usually.
And there was usually some form of self-harm.
Yeah, I think I might have stabbed myself a few times.
Punching yourself?
Yeah, might have. Or maybe I banged my head on the table or wall a few times. Mm-hmm.
These incidents rarely happen now. They were more common in 9th and 10th grade, and before that, in middle school.
In 9th grade, I don't know, like, how would you put it? He just didn't, like, have confidence in himself.
This is Carly Camarda talking with her twin brother, Tommy. They're also seniors at Millennium and truly close to Colin. They've been friends since 7th grade. They've witnessed the outbursts and Colin stabbing himself with a pencil, and they've seen how Colin's evolved. Tommy says where Colin might have outbursts every class period in middle school, he's now the classmate that fully participates.
Well, you probably know Colin has a very high, like, scholastic aptitude.
Oh, yeah, he's really extremely smart.
Yeah, much smarter than any kid in the class.
Definitely.
And he's able to use that to explain things to us.
They still see Colin as himself, but now he's present and funny.
Colin
has extremely funny. He has
once you
really
get to know him, he has a really good sense of humor. He makes me laugh a lot.
Have you ever seen him play the piano?
Yes,
oh,
he's extremely talented.
Oh, my God, he's extremely talented.
Colin first took piano lessons starting in 7th grade. That was one of his hardest years, a dark time before people started to make sense to him. Now, he loves playing ragtime.
I can even play blindfoldedly after if you
He taught himself the maple leaf rag, watching YouTube videos. Colin's almost finished with his requirements for an advanced Regents diploma. He's planning to apply to four-year colleges. There are more students like Colin on the autism spectrum who perform well academically, who are now in the city's NEST program. Over nearly 15 years, it's grown to more than 1,000 students in 39 schools. Colin's part of the first wave that's getting sent off into the world. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.